This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 568,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally. That figure is more than 135,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is now more than 12.8 million globally and more than 3.3 million in the U.S. The World Health Organization reported a record increase in global coronavirus cases Sunday, with the total number of infections rising by more than 230,000 in just 24 hours. The biggest increases were in the United States, where coronavirus infections are rising in about 40 states, followed by Brazil, India, and South Africa. That's according to a daily report. The United States has broken global records by registering about 60,000 new cases each day for the last 4 days in a row. Coronavirus deaths remain steady across the globe at about 5,000 a day. South Africa reimposed a nationwide curfew on Sunday, while Spain's Catalonia region forced hundreds of thousands of residents back into lockdown as coronavirus cases accelerated in many parts of the world. The French government said that it plans to introduce systematic testing at airports for visitors from so-called category red countries, where COVID-19 is still prevalent. And then Paris, demonstrating nightclub workers, demanded a reopening of their venues, arguing that the strictly controlled club visits would be safer than unregulated beach parties. In Iran, the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said the situation was truly tragic and urged all citizens to help stem what has been the Middle East's deadliest outbreak. This is VOA News. Nearly 600,000 people cast their ballots and votes in an unofficial primary in Hong Kong Sunday to determine which pro-democracy leaders will run for office in September. The vote is seen as a protest against controversial new security laws imposed by Beijing and was organized by the opposition party to determine who would run in September elections for Hong Kong's Legislative Council. Those who voted did so. Despite warnings that the poll may violate the harsh new security law enforced by Beijing, the law also allows security agents from mainland China to operate officially in Hong Kong for the first time. It also outlaws what Beijing describes as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Beijing enacted the law on June 30th in response to Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest movement. It sparked widespread concern that the freedoms Hong Kongers enjoy as a semi-autonomous territory will be wiped out. Britain returned the former British colony to China in 1997 under a deal known as One Country, Two Systems that was supposed to last for 50 years. Sudan has passed laws banning female genital mutilation and allowing non-Muslims to consume alcohol. The move appears to be a reversal of nearly four decades of hardline Islamist policies, which limited the freedoms of women. Along with banning female genital mutilation, Sudan's Sovereign Council last week reversed a law which formerly required women to have a permit from a male family member to travel with their children. Women and rights advocates celebrated the long-awaited decision, but they also warned that the practice of FGM remains culturally entrenched in Sudan. A 2014 survey backed by the United Nations found that 87% of Sudanese women and girls between the ages of 15 and 49 had been subjected to the procedure. 21 people have suffered minor injuries in an explosion and fire Sunday on board a ship at Naval Base San Diego. The blaze was called in shortly before 9 in the morning. The cause is under investigation. Officials don't immediately know where on the 840-foot amphibious assault vessel the fire was sparked. San Diego is the boat's home port, and it was undergoing routine maintenance at the time of the fire. Officials said about 160 sailors and officers were on board, far fewer than the 1,000 typically on the ship when it's on active duty. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.